At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. The title of today's episode is Multiplying versus Multitasking. I'm going to say that one more time. Multiplying versus multitasking. So I came across this topic because, as you guys know, I'm writing my second book. And this book is just for women who wear multiple hats, who want to have total life success, who want to have it all. They don't want to do it all, but they want to be efficient in everything that they do. And so as I was studying, because this book is 100% based on scripture, and I've been studying and learning and all of that so that I can be able to articulate it in the pages. And so as I was studying the book, God has really been helping me with like building this efficiency system, right? You'll hear me talk about systems all the time because I believe that systems and processes and things are a key to being successful in life. And so God has really been working with me on building this efficiency system that I'll then be able to teach. So the same way when it comes to podcasts, we have the profitable podcast system that we've taken and applied to all of the shows that come into our network. And we've taken those shows to charting, to making money and all of these things. It's the same thing here, working on building a system that is not just effective in my life, but is easily duplicated for other women like me, high performing women who want to have every desire of their heart. They just need help on how to have it all and how to balance it effectively. So of course, when we're talking about being efficient, when we're talking about being a woman of faith and a woman of faith that is a virtuous woman, guess where we go? I'm on Facebook Live right now Instagram Live right now for those who are listening to the podcast, and I'm going to pose this question and have them answer me. Where do we go, ladies, when we are looking to grow or see who we're supposed to model as it relates to being a woman who wears multiple hats? So as I'm writing this chapter of my book, I go back to good old Proverbs 31. I've read it a million and one times, shared it a million and one times, talked about it a million one times, but every time I go back to it, there always seems to be fresh revelation. And that's what I love about reading the Bible and really just seeking God in every season of your life, is because when you open it up, you can read the same thing, but you'll get a new revelation every time because it's specific to what it is that you're going through. And I did an episode on this a while ago about the secret to your next level of success. And the secret that I share is revelation, because when something is revealed, it's uncovered. And a lot of us are looking to the world systems to be successful when we don't need another strategy. We need God to give us fresh revelation for the season that we're in. But that's another episode to go back to. But this time I went back to Proverbs 31 and I'm reading it again as I'm trying to develop this efficiency system to make sure that I'm managing all of the things that God called me to and managing it well. And so that's where we got to today's episode, where he told me, like, you have to be a multiplier and not a multitasker. And when I think about even being a new mom, Mother's Day just passed, a lot of times as moms, we always into something. We're doing 50 million things at one time. We're cooking the baby food. We're listening to this. We're doing that. We're multitasking all the time. And it's been normalized to feel, or it's been normalized that that's the way that we're supposed to go. We're superwomen. We have the cape on. We do it all. But God didn't call us to multitask. He called us to multiply. If we even look at the definition of multitasking, right? I mean, you can define it by looking at the word. Multitasking simply means the performance of multiple tasks at one time. Now, all the smart people of the world have done all of these different studies and research and facts and all of these different things on multitasking. And a couple of things that I pulled that were interesting about multitasking is that they found that heavy multitaskers were less mentally organized. They struggled at switching from one task to another. They had a tough time differentiating relevant from irrelevant details. Another study found that balancing more than one task at a time hinders employee performance. And this was a kicker for me, because if you add a dollar amount to something, I'm listening, right? So as they said, multitasking hinders employees' performance with the ultimate global cost of $450 million per year. Globally, we lose $450 million per year from people trying to multitask. Many people believe that multitasking is focusing, and this is more information from the research, many people believe that multitasking is focusing on more than one task at a time, but it's actually impossible to do that. What's really happening is you're shifting attention from one thing to the next. So you may go from email to music to chat alerts to Instagram to Facebook to whatever every few seconds, but you're never really being fully present at anything. And so this really just stood out to me, because here we are as women who wear these multiple hats. We have all these things going on. We're praised for doing so much and having our hands in different pots. But when in actuality, we're not being efficient or effective at anything, because we're being pulled in different directions. And I remember I was at a point after I had my son where I felt bad because I can't multitask. I already knew that. But it really proved when I was trying to work from home with an infant. This episode is brought to you by Curology. To be honest with you guys, I used to think that my skin goals were unattainable. My skin is really dry, but in some places it's oily. I had dark spots. My skin tone was uneven. And I just felt like having that skin goals face that I wanted so bad was out the picture. But thankfully, I found Curology. Whether you're trying to take control of acne, or if acne is no longer your top skin concern, but fine lines, dark spots, occasional breakouts, or clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription formula with three active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs. So like I said, I was really focused heavily on my dark spots. I don't really have acne like that, but I wanted my skin tone to be clear. To get your treatment plan, it's so easy. You start by answering questions online about your skin, and then you just send in a couple of selfies to Curology. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin, and if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, or whatever your concerns may be. Getting my skin treatment plan set up was super duper easy. Like, I just filled in the information. Like I said, took a couple selfies. It was really quick. It took me no time to get it done. Then Curology sets you up with a personalized treatment plan, and they ship your custom formula right to your door. Since using Curology, the biggest difference that I've seen is just my skin being well moisturized and my dark spots finally clearing up and me having the even skin tone that I love. I posted a picture on my Instagram recently with no makeup, and I can now confidently go and post online a bare face and not be self-conscious about it. Take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment plan made for you today. Go to Curology.com/bless for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/blessed to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for details. Let's get back to the show. And I would get so frustrated at myself because I'm the type of person, I have to focus. I have to zone in. I always say, if you give me privacy and a computer, sis is going to make some things happen. But if I'm being pulled in different directions and I got to get up and go do that and sit down and do that and try to respond to this, details are going to be missed. something is going to be messed up that I then have to spend more time later going back to fix that wouldn't have even happened if I would have just given it my attention. And so I found myself being really frustrated for a while because I thought as a mom, as a woman who wants to have it all, that I had to be like that. So something was broken. I felt that something was broken in me because I wasn't able to be effective being pulled in different directions. But as I was studying, going back to the word, because the Bible is the blueprint for how we're supposed to live our life. It's nothing that we're going through right now that the solution isn't already provided for us for. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. As we go back to the source of our solution, the Holy Spirit will uncover and reveal the specifics for our life. But we have to go back to the book. So me, doing what I know how to do, I'm going back to the book saying, God, where am I getting this wrong? So let me go revisit, sis. Because surely, if way back when, ma'am was able to do all of this stuff. I don't even know her name, but she was able to do all of these things. And she didn't have half of the technological advancements and resources that we have now. So where am I messing this up? And so that's where it came back to me, or that God revealed to me, that is, you're not supposed to multitask. You're supposed to multiply. This episode is brought to you by Rothy's. Have you heard of this company making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags? They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Rothy's shoes are incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period thanks to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design. I got these really cute leopard print flats with like a little boat on it from Rothy's, and I was so excited to wear them because I love cute shoes, but they have to be comfortable. I'm chasing around a toddler now and I can't afford for my feet to be hurting. And I was so surprised that as soon as I put the shoes on, I was ready to go. My pinky toe wasn't hurting me. I didn't feel like I was stuffing my foot into the shoe and I had to stretch it out or anything like that. It was perfect. Refinery 29 even says that Rothy's are equal parts comfortable and chic. And Health says that they're the most comfortable shoes on earth. Finding the perfect style is easy because Rothy's comes with free shipping and free returns on eligible items. Check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/blessed. That's rothys.com. rothys.com/blessed. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/blessed today. Let's get back to the show. If we go to Matthew 25:14-30, and I'm going to read it. And this is the parable of the talents. I like to read the version where it talks about it as investments, because we're talking about business and things of that nature. So if we start at verse 14, it says, again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it proportion to their abilities. But we're gonna get back there. He then left on his trip. Verse 16 says, the servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole into the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they've used their money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. The servant who had received 2 bags of silver came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest and have earned 2 more. The master said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Verse 24, then the servant with the one bag of silver came and he had all these words, right? You see, everybody else is like, look, you gave me five, I got five more. You gave me two, I got two more. Here come the person with the excuses. Then the servant with the one bag came and said, Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plan and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back. But the master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. If you knew, sorry, I'm putting myself in here. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it. Then he ordered, take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But for those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. And so this was so important because one of the notes that I had when I read this was that, first of all, God gives us things based off of what we can handle. And then it's up to us to multiply it, right? So making it practical now, God is giving me a gift of communicating. I can communicate well. I did nothing to earn the gift to be able to communicate. That's one gift, right? This gift allows me to speak for pay at places that people bring me to. This one gift allows me to speak on the podcast for pay from advertisers. This one gift allows me to speak via text, via books, via devotionals, and get paid for it. That's three different ways that I have multiplied the one gift that God has given me. And so it's not about how much we can get our hands in. It's about how we can multiply the things that God has blessed us with. It doesn't have to be, because sometimes we think, oh, if I only had this, then I can have that. If I had more, then I will be able to. But no, he gives to us based off of what we can handle. So how can you take the things that you have right now that God has blessed you with and cause them to multiply? How can you take the platform that you have right now and allow it to multiply for his glory? And the difference, one thing I noticed as I'm thinking about this whole difference between multiplying and multitasking is, where's the difference then? Because both of them take work. Both of them take action. You know, there's still things that you have to do for each one of those, but what is the difference that allows us to move from multitasking to multiplying? And the answer to that is focus. One thing I thought was interesting is I'm just continuing to do a deep dive into this and I'm looking up, okay, if focus is the difference then from multiplying and multitasking, what is focus? So I learned that, just looking up simple definitions, that when you focus on things, they become clear. So if I have this camera right now and if it was out of focus, I would be blurry. And if, you know, we have these iPhones, whatever phone you have, usually if you tap the center, it'll focus. So whatever it is that you're looking at is clear. Even just take your vision, for example, I'm looking directly in my phone right now. So everything around me is blurry. Like, I know that it's there. I can see that there's a door right there. I got my Keurig maker right there. It's a desk behind the phone. I can see that those things are there, but they're not clear because I'm not focusing on them. I'm focusing right here on the phone. This episode is brought to you by Ritual. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something that we take every day, like vitamins. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients and bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. What you won't find in these vitamins are sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. Plus, the fresh taste and the delayed-release capsule design make taking your vitamins easy. I love that Ritual's capsules are very easy to swallow. It's hard for me to take vitamins because I can never seem to get them down. A lot of times they have this super disgusting, nasty aftertaste that I hate. But the thing about Ritual is it's easy to swallow. It also has this really minty taste, and it makes me feel good to know that what I'm putting in my body is actually good for me and stuff that my body can use. And I'm not putting things like the fillers and the allergens and the GMOs into a vitamin that's supposed to do my body good. So I just feel good about taking the vitamin, as well as the vitamin is super easy to swallow. A multivitamin should contain key nutrients and forms that your body can actually use to help fill the gaps in the diet. No shady extras. Ritual's delayed release capsule design delivers those high quality nutrients, even vitamin D3 in just 2 daily pills. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/blessed to start your ritual today. Let's get back to the show. And so when you focus, things become clear. And a lot of us are asking God for clarity. God, I need clarity about what my purpose is. I need clarity about what to do next in my business. I need clarity about my finances. But I believe that God is saying with this episode that you don't need clarity. You need to focus. You need to take what I have given you and multiply it. Because when you multiply, what did it say? Let's go back. In verse 29, it says, to those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But for those who do nothing, even little that they have will be taken away. And something that I thought was really interesting about this parable as well was that the person who did nothing with the silver that he was given, he said, I was afraid. And fear is something that keeps a lot of us from inaction. I don't know how the other people felt, the person with the 5 bags of silver or the 2 bags of silver or whatever. We don't know how they felt. We knew that they multiplied it and they might have been afraid, but they didn't even have time to talk about it because they got to work with using what God gave them and multiplying it. So for those of you guys who find yourself in a place where you're afraid, it seems to me, just by my comprehension of what it is that I'm reading, it seems to me that fear and you feeding into that fear and agreeing with that fear by saying that I am afraid is now the first step to you not doing anything with what God has blessed you with. And then what happens after that is that even what little you have will be taken from you, because that's what the scripture said. So my good people, multitasking versus multiplying. And when you focus, things become clear. And so, again, going back to Proverbs 31, because I'm like, okay, well, still, what was she doing to where she was able to get all of this done? Like, I hear you, God, I'm supposed to multiply, but where I need some tangible things. And so I pulled out a couple of the scriptures in Proverbs 31 that I believe gives insight to how we are to multiply as women who wear many hats. So in Proverbs 31:15, it says that she gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. And so my notes, it was funny because I didn't even have this written in my notes for the podcast. I had this written in the margins of my Bible. So I'm here at the office like, shoot, I got to record this podcast. I'm calling my husband, like, go in the nightstand, grab my Bible, take a picture of the of Proverbs 31 and send it to me. And so this was so good to me, I couldn't even transfer it to the computer. It was still in my Bible. But when I pulled this out, what I read from verse 15 was that she prepared in advance and she delegated. So the first step of being a multiplier is to prepare and to delegate. And we'll expand on this in a second. Then if you go to verse 16, it said that she goes to inspect a field and buys it. And with her earnings, she plants a vineyard. And so I read this one a bunch of times. So again, she goes to inspect a field and buys it. And with her earnings, she plants a vineyard. And so we know that to inspect something, and I looked this up, I'm like, I'm going to look up every word until I get it. Because if this is the blueprint for how I'm supposed to multiply, how I'm supposed to be a virtuous woman, how I'm supposed to handle and handle well the things that God has blessed me with, I'm not trying to miss anything. So I'm looking up every single word. And so what I saw was that when I looked up the word inspect, is to inspect something means to assess the condition of something prior to acquiring it. So this woman inspected, she went to the field, before making a decision. So nothing is done. What's the word I'm looking for? Nothing is done off impulse here. Nothing is done off of emotion. Everything is done strategically and intentionally. So waking up early, let me make sure everybody eat. Let me make sure what everybody know what they doing today. We good? Okay. Now let me start taking care of my business. So she goes to inspect this field. Before she buys it, she makes sure that the condition of it is acceptable prior to acquiring it. Then after she acquired it, she made it multiply because it says that she goes to inspect the field and buys it. And with her earnings, she plants a vineyard. A vineyard is going to make wine, and wine is going to make money. So this thing that she just invested in is going to give her a return on investment. So I would assume, based off of her inspection of this field, she was thinking not just, is this cute or is this pretty or is this something I can get short-term value off of, but how can my investment in this work itself and multiply itself? And so this made me think, and I'm sharing it with you, when we analyze the task and the things that we have to do for the day, the year, when we're analyzing our projects, our goals, the commitments, the partnerships we're going to have, we have to examine its value. And that's how we go from multitasking to multiplying as we, multitasking to multiplying is making sure that we're effectively examining the value of the things that we're giving our resources to. And when I say resources, I mean time, attention, money, all of that. She was thinking long term. Exactly, Tiffany. So again, I want you guys to write this down and to think about this. Whenever you're making a decision, whenever you're making a decision for your family, for your business, for your relationships, whatever, is it worth what you're paying? And again, paying, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about time, energy, effort, all of that. Is it worth it? And after you give it that test, make sure then that it multiplies itself. And then the next one, or the last one I want to pull from really quick, is another obvious one though. But in verse 18, it says she makes sure that her dealings are profitable. Is what you're giving your efforts to giving you a return on investment? In order for us to be multipliers, we have to make sure that the things that we are giving our time, our resources, our effort, and our attention to is going to give us a return on that investment. One thing that I've learned over the last year as stepping into a new role of being a parent is just how much more valuable my time is, because now everything that I give energy to takes away from something else. And so before I say yes to an opportunity, before I say yes to a new business venture, before I say yes to going somewhere, whatever, what does this mean long term? Is it worth the effort, the energy that I'm going to put into it? And if it is it going to multiply? One thing we've been looking at a lot in the business is different systems and things to add. So even looking at the details of my business and the softwares that we're using, it's like, okay, which one is working for itself? So we're about to implement this new software in our company that I found. It's a really cool CRM system that a friend of mine told me about, but it's going to allow us to now multiply the efforts of the team, and it's going to save us time. It's going to save us money. So if my team's time is freed up, that means they can spend their time on other things that's going to grow the business, which means I don't have to do that. I can be at home with my baby. When it comes to my household, like even recently we went out, BJ and the baby went out and we got the house clean. So I could have spent, my house was raggedy because we've been busy. So stuff was all over the place. I didn't even have a bra to put on. Like it was that serious. But I'm like, okay, I could spend all of today cleaning the house, washing the clothes, doing all of that. Or I could pay somebody else to do it. I'll have a bra when I get back home. And we can go and spend time together as a family. So now this investment that I'm making in somebody else taking chores off of our hands is multiplying itself. is allowing us to be more efficient and us to focus on what matters, which is time and being present with each other. So again, this was a huge revelation for me, and I wanted to share this here on the show. And I'm gonna go into a lot more detail of it in my book. But again, ladies, we have to move from being multitaskers to multipliers. So that's it for this week's episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Blessed and Bossed Up. Follow me at Tatum Tamia. Subscribe, rate, all of that good stuff. And I'll see you guys next week.